Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Stevie's out here making cheesecakes, finding the putter. But I don't have time to mess around, Lambphill. I asked a simple question. Is this game a must-win? Before Brian and I answer, it's my understanding that a celebrity's on the line. Left hand up, who are we? The Commanders, DJ Woody O'Goody on line 6.
What up, Woody?
Hello, Woody.
What up? It's DJ Woody O'Goody. What's happening, fellas?
Nothing, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. Everything's great. Other than that first game, but other than that, everything's good.
What do you think? Must win?
I say no, not a must win. And I know that's unpopular, and I have a reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my reason is I feel like they're still in preseason. They only played 3 preseason games, and most of the starters didn't play. So they're still in preseason. Joe Gibbs went 0-5, and then they caught fire. The year Sean Taylor passed away, they went on a run. So you can't count them out after 2 games, even if it's the Giants. That's my opinion.
That's fair. It's a rebuild, and I wouldn't count them out right now. I agree with you there. Thanks for the call, Woody. Look forward to hearing the song this weekend, man.
All right, y'all have a good day, fellas.
Can you give us a real quick
left hand up?
Left hand up. Who are we? Just give it to us live.
I most definitely can. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
Thanks, buddy. Somewhere, Danny.
Thank
Rouillet.
Y'all. And tell Jeff I caught the end of that song and it was hot. I loved it.
All right, brother.
He would be excited, but he's not here. Thank you. Somewhere, Danny Rouillet just punched his dashboard. Let's keep it going. Stan is in D.C. Stan, is it a must-win this weekend?
It's a definite must-win. It's a must-win for me because I'm tired of losing to the Giants. If y'all remember one of the last times we beat the Giants when, you know, that hateful owner was in, what he said when he came into the locker room, that's how I feel about this game. We got to beat them. If we don't, I'm watching the rest of the games on DVR. I ain't going to stop my day, stop my evening, to watch the game and continue doing what I'm doing and watch it at night to fall asleep.
All right. Thank you, buddy. So either win or you're just checking out.
Checking out for a little while. I'll be back.
All right. Thanks, dude. Must win for Stan. That's very clear. Ed is in Southern Maryland. What up, Eddie? Must win?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, it's a must win. Here's why. I'm going to be in the E41 Command Center with smoked pork shoulder, and we're going to be deep frying wings, and we can't go in there and have it be a sea of blue and just get embarrassed again. I understand that, you know, we got to let Jaden develop and we got to, like, hope for the best and, like, maybe it's not a must win from, like, pure understanding of football, but, like, from a fan perspective, it's just – it's a code red, man. It's a code red.
Code red. Hadn't heard that one in a minute. Weren't they down, like, 3 scores in the code red game before Kirk had the comeback? What year was that that you liked that game? Thanks for the call, Ed. Appreciate it. What's up with that tailgate? Where is it? Am I invited?
Yeah, y'all are invited. It's E41, the E41 Gold Lot.
All right.
Right off of Sean Taylor.
JP will be there.
E40 is easy to remember because of the rapper. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate you.
Look for the E41 Command Center flags.
All right, buddy. All right. I like ribs. What year was do you like that game? Was that 15?
That was about, 14, 15, something like that.
I think it was 15. All right, yeah, so they were 2-4. They had just lost to the Jets. Gruden said it was code red game against the Bucs at home going into the bye week. And what was – so it was 10-0. Where's the scoring in that game? They were down – all right, here we go. Dude, they were down 24-0 in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That is an impressive win.
And it was.
Kirk hits him with the "you like that."
You like that?
Kirk connected with Jordan Reed with like 20 seconds left to take the lead in that. What's funny is, as we remember it, it was like, all right, man, they won this game. It was a code red game. Then they went on this like hot winning streak, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they had a bye, and then they lost to the Patriots in Week 9. It wasn't until late in the year when they really got hot.
Well, that code red game showed them if you hunker down and focus, you can win.
They won 4 in a row to close out the year.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, they had the game against the Eagles the day after Christmas, and then they beat the Cowboys at home. That was a fun little trip down memory lane. Mm-hmm. You like that? Keith is in Maryland.
What up, Keith?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing? Good evening.
Good.
It's a must-win, buddy.
Dude. I think it's just the middle of the day.
Oh, it's a must-win, man. We need this game. Because ain't this the reason we brought them here to win in the division? And you telling me the worst team in the division, we lose to them on TV? Come on, man. It's a must-win. Oh, this season is pretty much cooked. And what's going on with the discipline? It's like we don't have no discipline when we play. And we looking, the first game, they looking tired. We resting them on preseason like they superstars. I don't get that. I know they worry about people being hurt, but the way they played Sunday, man, that's terrible play, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I think it's a whole league thing with all that, though. Seriously.
How much does it bug you?
What, that they don't play?
Yeah.
That bugs me a lot, that they don't play, because I understand, listen, man, you got to practice. You can't learn to get good at football without playing football. And I'll go to my grave saying that. But I understand what they do. But then the league has to look at it. See, the league want to tell us all the things, like the after-the-fact stuff about, well, we got to do this, got to do that. But do a study about people not going full speed, then all of a sudden just going full speed when it counts. And tell me how many injuries come from that. See what I'm saying? You got to have a period where you actually ramping up, because I didn't see much ramp up over the whole league. But Ravens and the 49ers and the Chiefs show came out full speed.
I think a lot of things, you know, a really interesting theory going into this game is Dan Quinn and Joe Witt in Dallas had a ton of success, right? Bob mm-hmm. Papa told us that yesterday. While he was the DC of the Cowboys, they never lost to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and look at Week 1 last year, wasn't it 40-0 Dallas in the Meadowlands?
They destroyed them. Yeah, remember that. That was like first game of the season, wasn't it?
So clearly, from a game plan perspective, Dan Quinn can come up with a game plan to shut down Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
But he also had Micah Parsons,
mm-hmm.
Tank Lawrence. I mean, they had
some players.
Players. Do you think, what is more important this week? the players or that they have a game plan for it?
I think we need players to live up to their potential. Because let's be real, a coach can draw a game plan up, and if the players aren't executing it and bringing it to potential, it doesn't make a difference. A coach can also draw up a bad game plan, but the players can just have a mindset, I'm going to whip his ass one-on-one, and that can make a difference. So I think whoever has a certain level of ability and what you're supposed to be, your capabilities, play up to it. That's what I believe needs to happen.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think
it's easy for us to always the coach. Peace.
It's going to be fascinating to see. I'm not in. Where do you land on must win?
I don't think it's a must win at this point. I think it's especially in a year when you're saying that you are basically rebuilding. You're trying to build something. You want to build through the draft. It's not through free agency. It takes time. So I understand the fans that say it. I understand that point. But as the caller stated, in the football aspect of things, it's not. As a fan, it is. And I understand that. But ultimately, overall, for the people that are putting this thing together, it's not. But still, even they want to win because it changes the narrative for a moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could go win this game and still not be a much better team. But the ultimate thing is must win? Nah. You know what a must win is? When you're in the NFC-AFC championship game and you're trying to make it to the Super Bowl, that's must win.
You got winning in to make the playoffs week 18, that's must win.
That's must win.
Drew, our guy Drew is on line two.
What's up, Drew?
Is it must win?
Hey, guys, this is the easiest question you guys have ever asked, but I'm going to give you three answers for it. One, in the second week of the season, it can never be a must win. Mm-hmm. Right? Just too early. Two, for this year, we don't have a must-win game on the schedule. We can go 0-17, and it could still be a good year for us. So, you know, I don't think there's a must-win for us in 2024. But personally, it's a must-win because, you know,
yeah.
I got to bleep you, Vince, and it's going to be bad if the Giants win again. So we got to win, yeah. But it's not must-win.
I tend to agree with you, Drew.
I buy that.
Appreciate you,
I buy that big time.
We might come by your tailgate on Sunday. Let's go to Mama Stu. Mama Stu, always plenty to say. Hello, Mama. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Happy Friday, fellas.
Same to you.
Happy Friday. From a football perspective, it's early. I mean, I don't expect to see. If I see what I saw the first game, like 4 or 5 weeks in, then I'll be super concerned. But like I said, the lack of reps and stuff like that, you know, they need a little time to gel. They'll get it together. But for me personally, hell yeah, I need y'all to stop these dudes. I'm sick of losing to these suckers. I got an uncle that is a Giants fan, and he just gloats about how they own us. I'm sick of. I want to shut his mouth so bad. So hell yeah, for me personally, but from a football standpoint for the season, no, it's too early. We got time. As long as I see improvement, it's not so much if we lose, it's how we lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it's a dog fight, I mean, I want us to win, but if it's a dog fight and this guy, you know, I'm okay with that. But if Daniel go out here and light it up, we make him look like he a Hall of Fame, I'm going to be sick to my stomach. I love you guys. Have a good
Thank
show.
Thank you. Gonna be a
Thank you, Mama.
She's going to be a little bit like John Mayer. I'm going
to
be sick.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
I'm not going to be able to sleep. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think this is not a must-win game. It's week two for a rebuilding team. It's mm-hmm. not must win. However, I'm just saying the next time I think they'll be favorites, and underdogs win games all the time. But it's at least a gauge, right? It's
yeah.
a baseline to look at it. They're at Cincinnati for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a favorite in that game. At Arizona, a team that was it that gave the Bills a hell of a run. Back-to-back road games. I don't think they're a favorite in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Home for Cleveland. We're at week five now. Home for Cleveland. Cleveland looked quite bad in their opener against the Cowboys, but they still have some good defensive pieces. I mean, they might have to bench Watson and go to Jameis. I don't know there, but I kind of still feel like Cleveland would be a road favorite there.
Mm-hmm.
Week six at Baltimore. They're not going to be favorite in that. Newsflash. I don't know that they have another game that they would be a favorite in until week seven against the Panthers.
I'll ask you this question. If they were to win the game against the Giants, you think they're going to be favorites in those games after that anyway?
No, I don't think it changes yeah. much. I'm just saying, if you're looking at opportunities to get wins, like this is one of the opportunities, I would say.
I'm with that.
You look at Panthers, maybe the Bears week eight, Giants again. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to keep an eye on. Landfill, it's week two. Is this a must win?
I don't think it's a must win. But the vibes would get pretty terrible if they managed to lose this game.
You might want it's a might want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You know who I think will get hit the hardest should they lose?
Who?
Especially if it looks like it did in Tampa, I definitely think so.
Who?
Dan Quinn. I think Dan Quinn has largely gotten some honeymoon period here. I think there were some real questionable decisions made week one. And I think for a lot of fans weren't that into the hire. And then the more you get to know DQ, he's like a really energetic, charismatic person. And so you start to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
But if they start 0-2 and the defense that he was here brought here to, you know, improve doesn't, I think that'll get a little toasty.
It
Not
may,
hot,
it may
toasty.
But ultimately, does he have the defense? Is the defense what he really wants right now?
Probably not.
No. So I think, yeah, he may get the – that's just the – that comes with the territory.
And I'm not saying that the job at all is
scrutiny.
I think fans come for him. I think he's top of the list. If they start 0-2,
but that
who
comes,
are we going
that comes
after?
With the territory, though.
You know, sure.
The head coach. We'll take it. You know, but the ultimate thing is – if you don't have your team to completely in your first year, in your second game, come on.
You're right. Totally agree.
You know, it's just, I have an understanding of why things may go a certain way, but it doesn't make it necessarily right. So,
you and I are on the firm, not a must win.
I'm with that. Yeah.
Raymond on line one. Ray, is this a must win?
Nah, man, it's a marathon, man. It's going to never be a must-win with a coaching staff this early in the season. I mean, I understand everybody want to beat the Giants, you understand? I want them to beat the Giants. Nah, it's not even nowhere near a finished product, man. You don't even have all the players that you want on your squad right now. They just making the, they making up the players as they can, as they go in the free agency or whatever the case may be. But they don't even have all the players that they want for them to run their scheme. Yeah, remember, you got over 10 new head coaches, 50, almost 60 something new players, and everybody wanna go 18-0. No, that's not gonna happen. It's just like your earlier caller said. They can go over 17 all I care. I just want to see improvement somewhere that we can say, okay, we got a good future, like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I've already, my folks on my end, we set at the quarterback spot right now. That's one position we don't have to worry about. Barring injury, we set at that position. But every place else, man, you know, I mean, we don't even know if that's the players that they want. You know, they're just the players that they have. So everybody just need to calm down with this. It gotta be a must win, you know. Or somebody head gonna come on a chopping block. No, It's not. I would love to see them beat the hell out of the Giants. Anybody in the NFC East, I love to see them beat.
Yep.
But do they have? In my opinion, nah.
Thanks for the call, Ray.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Good call, brother.
Strong call there. I don't know that I wholeheartedly agree with some of that. Listen. I'm very high on Jaden. I don't know that we can declare Jaden indisputably
at this
as
point,
the guy.
There's nothing that says he's not. I mean, you draft a guy in the second round, he has unbelievable talent. But I'll be honest with you, in this area, I get to a point where we question everything all the time. We never, ever see something and go with the positive and have that mindset.
With the positive. I just think it's a little much to say we got our guy defending.
Well, you have to think you have your guy until he does something stupid. And like the guy said, barring injury.
Yeah, but you've always said rookie quarterbacks, you got to wait 6 weeks, all that
stuff. I say all of that, but I'm not saying – I'm just saying you could have your guy. You can't say you don't have your guy at this point either.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
For sure. Dan Quinn talking to the media. There is some interesting news coming out about Emmanuel Forbes. We're going to get that audio for you. You'll hear it all.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.